Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing.
Hey Jason, why do I deserve credit?
Well, because you work hard making this community a better place to live, you dress well, you're nice.
Thank you. But why do I deserve credit? You know, the kind that helps you buy stuff.
Oh, credit. Well, you deserve it if you're responsible enough to use it well.
But there are plenty of people with credit who use it poorly.
True, and that could make a whole lot of other people a little squeamish about using credit themselves. But credit's not all about shopping sprees, houses you can't afford, and nightmarish stories of crushing debt. It's also a big part of employment, establishing utilities, and even finding a place to live.
In a session Jason and I taught recently, when asked who is afraid of credit cards, 7 of the crowd of 14 people in the room raised their hands. But credit cards are a fairly common way to accomplish what this segment is about, establishing credit.
Establishing credit means essentially getting a line of credit from a bank. How you deal with that credit, when and how much you pay your bills, how much credit you have, whether or not you ask for more, well, all of this is reported to 3 major credit bureaus, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. Now, those are for-profit companies that share your information with other banks. Ashley, I think what I just said may sound a little scary.
True. Once you establish credit, you are essentially being watched by those companies. When it comes to getting loans for positive things, homes, small businesses, education, you need to have established credit before they even consider you as a candidate for their investment.
Now, credit cards can actually be an easy way to establish credit, but you have to be careful. When you turn 18, and maybe even before, you undoubtedly get bombarded with credit card offers. If you don't have good financial literacy skills then, you may get into some financial trouble with your new credit card. As of December 2011, America had about $800 billion in revolving credit card debt. That means that interest that has to be paid back was building on $800 billion.
All these folks with debt have at least established credit, but they could have done it smarter. When you're new to credit, you'll probably not get the best deal. You may have a higher APR than you would if you had great credit, or a bank may ask for a security deposit or even an annual fee. They're necessary evils to get you in the credit system.
Once you've gotten your card, buy a tank of gas, a few bags of groceries, or some other necessity, and pay it off completely at the end of the month. This makes your credit card more like a short-term, no-interest loan, and it helps build your credit score.
Yes, your credit score. That magic number that seems completely ununderstandable. FICO, the Fair Isaac Corporation, designed a scoring system to help banks decide who is creditworthy. The highest score you can get is 850. You have bulletproof credit if that's your score. The lowest, 300. It's unlikely you'll even be considered for a loan with that score.
Oddly, not establishing credit at all, meaning you don't have a score, can put you in the same category as someone with a 300. Banks need to see that you're good with money in order to give you more.
Your score is determined mostly by payment history. That is, paying on time, every time.
Next is by how much you owe. Ideally, you pay it off every month, but if you do carry a balance, experts say carry 30% of your maximum credit or less.
Length of credit history is the next in line for importance. If you still have that card that didn't have the best APR, maybe don't close it. Pay it off and leave it open. Maybe buy a tank of gas or two every now and then, but make sure there are no fees. The longer you've had credit, the better your score.
New credit. Every time you apply for a credit card, for example, it's reported and it can affect your score. But if you're looking at bigger investments, mortgages, for example, it won't affect it that much. Try not to apply for a bunch of credit all at once, though. That can look bad.
Type of credit is the last piece of the pie. Is your credit consumer, student loans, a house, the kind, and how much of each can affect your score?
Well, this all sounds confusing. It's just like, say, getting a new job. Applying can be a pain, you may not get the best wage at first, and there are details that seem daunting. But once you get into it, you find out that being responsible makes for a pleasant work life, you understand your job better, you get paid more, etc., etc.
So I'll say it again, establishing credit is imperative for a lot of life's basics.
Being afraid of credit doesn't make it any easier when you're denied a job or an apartment because you don't have any. Take your financial life in your hands and get this part of it learned as quickly and responsibly as possible. We'll talk about another major piece of this, the credit report, in a future segment. This is Jason Evans Groth from the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money program.
And I'm Ashley Hall of United Way of Monroe County.
The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.